This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hundreds of arrests across the country as college students angry about Israel's war with Hamas continue their protests. The University of Southern California has canceled its May 10th graduation ceremony. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
There will still be dozens of individual school ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students like Isabel Griggs.
She's talking about issues that are important to not only our university and to students, but to the world.
USC is among some of the universities around the country calling in police to break up some demonstrations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's sentencing day today in Colorado for Jeremy Cooper, a former Aurora Fire Rescue paramedic. He faces up to 3 years in prison after being convicted in the death of a black man, Elijah McClain, following a police stop in which McClain was injected with the powerful sedative ketamine. Three of the five responders prosecuted in his death have been convicted. Today at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, David Pecker will return to the witness stand, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. Defense attorneys will dig into his testimony and his efforts to protect the former president from negative stories during the 2016 election. The AP's Michael Sisak in New York on Donald Trump's troubles.
He's accused of labeling reimbursement payments to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, as legal fees, when in reality, according to prosecutors, they were reimbursements for a $130,000 payment that Cohen made to porn actor Stormy Daniels to cover up allegations of an extramarital sexual encounter.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met this morning with China's president in Beijing. This is AP News. Venice, Italy is going to tax tourists. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
The popular and fragile lagoon city of Venice is charging €5 for day trippers to enter as the city grapples with over-tourism. Tourists flood the walkway outside of Venice's central train station. The entrance fee of over $5 has been introduced by authorities in the hope that it will discourage visitors from arriving on peak days. The idea is that it will make the city more livable for its dwindling residents. Simone Venturini, Venice's municipal councillor for tourism.
We need to find a balance, a new balance between the tourist and the resident.
Residents opposing the day trip attacks insist that the solution to Venice's woes are to boost the resident population and the services they need by limiting short-term rentals and boosting housing. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.